the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Amen. This morning's service, it's interesting, as I advance in age, I have acquired May allergies. I think it's trees, but it adds a certain gravity to my voice, don't you think? This is the attention getting pastor's voice, so at any rate, I beg your pardon, but I'll do the best I can with a couple of throat clearings. Today, we have quite a few moving parts to this very rich liturgy this morning. It is Mother's Day, so we welcome and will remember mothers in our prayers of the people. And we've all received communion, we're going to have a couple of people circulate, and I would like everybody to take a rose with you this morning. If you're a mother, that's wonderful. If you'd like to take one in remembrance of your mother, that would be even more wonderful. We have plenty of roses, so a rose to go home with you this morning for Mother's Day. And then we have a couple of anniversaries to remember of some significance. And then it is Rogation, which is an English church festival, Rogation, not widely known outside the Episcopal and Anglican traditions. The sixth Sunday of Easter used to be the end of Eastertide because this Thursday is Ascension Day. So this wrapped up the Easter season, and no matter how early or late Easter fell, the sixth Sunday of Easter pretty much guaranteed to be in spring. And so the church, at the end of the liturgies, the congregation would leave, and they would go outside and have blessings on the crops, on the fields. They would reestablish boundaries if they had been shifted during floods. They would ask for God's blessing on another year of sowing and harvest and thanksgiving. They would set the stage for new life. So to have it be part of the celebration of families and Mother's Day as well, it makes it a wonderfully rich, rich day here at St. Michael's. You might be surprised to know St. Michael's is a bit of a wildlife sanctuary. I think it's because we've got a generous lawn area, we've got a wonderful parking lot, we're near a golf course, water. For the last several years, and this year was no exception, we had a family of killdeer, which are a kind of plover, nesting in the front in the labyrinth, and more about that when we go outside for our prayers. They were all over the building. They would be in the parking lot poking around, and then they'd be outside, and then of course they'd squawk if you went out to join them on the front lawn. For the last several Sundays, there have been two geese on the top of the bell tower at about 9 o'clock when I pull in, on each corner. I mean, right on the edge of the parapet of the bell tower. Just watching. Geese can make you nervous, you know, when they just watch you. You know, they watch you get out of your car. And watch you. They must like the view from up there. We've had a mallard duck lay her eggs in the courtyard under a bush, and they have hatched, and they are running around out there. We're thinking about different ways to get them from the courtyard to the larger creation outside the courtyard. Right now, we're just biding our time and keeping them fed and watered. But even in the midst of this very urban area, and it is fairly urban around here, is all this wildlife. The corker has been the turkey. How many of you have seen the turkey? Yeah. Which I think is going to be the Grosse Pointe official mascot, the turkey. When I called the wildlife officer to find out from suggestions about the ducks, I found out that her latest achievement was she managed to capture the turkey and get it to be with other turkeys. Turkeys are very social animals. They don't do so well just by themselves, and there was evidently a flock closer to the lake. So she reunited this turkey, who seemed to be enjoying life really kind of well around here. Whether the turkey was happy about that or not, I'm not sure, but that's where the turkey is now. All of which is to say that we God's greatest creation, when you think about the capacity we have, humans are called to care for all life and the creation around us. That while God has given the created order probably all that it needs to run well and efficiently, and has created creatures who can take care of themselves and creatures who can do amazing things, nonetheless, what God most wants is for us to work with God, to keep God's creation beautiful and vibrant and alive. So as we think of ways that the building might better be opened to the community for a variety of human needs, we're also keeping in mind how the building and the grounds can be more available and accessible to all of God's creatures. A place for them to get water, a pollinator garden, perhaps as part of a memorial garden, and some other ways that this wonderful property that we have can more greatly reflect God's grandeur. So happy Mother's Day, happy Valentine's Day, happy Rogation. Make sure you impress your friends this afternoon that you were at Rogation this morning and they will think, ooh, that sounds important, and it is. And happy Creation Day. The church's birthday is today, and we are part of that. So let us give thanks to the created order for all of God's creatures and for our part in sharing and caring for God's kingdom. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.